Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
We've got PMI coming up here in just a few minutes. Your positive story, a minus, and something interesting. I did see this story, though, this morning that just kind of made me shake my head. It's all these brainiacs on TikTok, yet another ridiculous video trend where the TikTokers are eating frosting right out of the jar. And they're putting the sprinkles in it, and then they're crunching and eating it. And it's like one of those ASMR type deals where you're just sitting there watching people do that with canned frosting and sprinkles.
Are you okay with hearing people chew, Jay? Like, you have a family dinner.
I hate it. That's one of my things. I hate it. Yeah. So, like, if I'm on the phone with somebody chewing, it's the worst.
It's horrible. So, with our family dinners, like, we would always have some background noise, like the TV on in the background or something, because if it's just, what, seven of us chewing all at the same time?
Oh, it's awful.
It was horrible.
It's nasty.
I don't even like hearing myself chew.
Yeah, and even those types of videos you're saying, the ASMR, but also they're called mukbang, where you watch somebody eat, and I don't like that. Like, I want to know about food. Tell me how you made it. Tell me where you got it, but I do not want to see you eat it. I want to see you halfway take a bite, and then you cut to you already chewed, and you're telling me about it.
I like the mukbang.
I don't want to see anybody mukbang.
Yeah,
I like the mukbang because it's just
like those.
They eat such impressive amounts in
they
like
slurp it
a
down.
Minute and
sloppy
a half.
Too.
It's really messy.
It's like
pretty
insane.
Gross.
Let me pour this ranch all over my hand. I'm like, I
and then
don't
lick
like
it.
That.
Yes.
I know.
So
yeah,
it's just impressively
like
dirty.
The ASMR with this, too, is the act of putting the sprinkles in the frosting and stirring it
I
as
don't
well.
Like, nah.
Which is, I
like,
guess, making people sound feel really good to watch that and hear that.
It is, yeah.
It's like listening to people stir mac and cheese.
Okay, just so you know, that is straight Crisco with flavoring you're eating there. Ugh. Like, that is a jar of Crisco, and then they put chocolate flavoring in it.
And it's funny
that's
that
all it is.
This Audrey Rose is the latest one. She's got 11 million views on her frosting videos.
Gosh.
But she's obviously like 20 years old or younger. And it's just so funny that they're discovering that you can eat frosting out of a container. Like, we've all been depressed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. we've all done that.
Welcome to the world of depression.
Yeah, hid the frosting in the back of the fridge so no one else can find it, too. It's your can of frosting.
I've gone in without a spoon, even, and
fingers straight.
I gotta watch my words here.
Yeah.
You
dip
just put
in.
Your finger
yeah.
in the frosting yeah. and then, you know, lick it off. I mean, we've all done that.
Frosting fingers. That's
not my
exactly
proudest moment.
Is. Yeah. No.
But I didn't know I could be getting 11 million views on TikTok for doing
it's
that.
It's crazy what
Jeez
they think they invented.
Do I have anything else for you? Oh, I do like this because I feel like this is kind of what I did last night. It wasn't technically partying. But I went to Early Dine at Texas Roadhouse last night just because I wanted my grilled chicken salad, and it's $3 off during Early Dine.
Why not?
We were out of there by 5:30, and it felt great. But with the younger generation, Cinderella partying is on the rise. And they surveyed a bunch of 20-somethings about how they like to go out, how they like to hang, and what time they like to be home. And the consensus is by midnight, if not sooner. Hence the Cinderella. At the strike of midnight, everything goes to hell. So all these kids are like, it's 65% of them or something. We're like, I want to be home in my PJs before midnight. And to me, that sounds dreamy.
I know. They just figured it out earlier than we did. Why were we out there at 3, 4 in the morning trying to go through Taco Bell? Like, what was wrong with us?
Well, let's not be crazy.
Like, nothing's wrong with
that. Those nights every now and then are pretty darn good.
Yeah, but when we were at the party, at least me, I remember being downtown all hours of the night.
Same.
Like, we would shut down the bar, then we'd go to another party after that, and then we'd go eat. Like, it was an all-night thing. So the fact that they're figuring it out.
What has changed? Because I'm with you. We would be down there for last call. You know, they kick us out at 2 a.m. And then it was like, where are we going next?
I think it's the internet. I think that people can now connect with their friends outside of face-to-face interaction. Like, we didn't have that. You know what I mean? Once we left our friends, it was it. We didn't see them until the next day, until we called them or whatever. We didn't have an online platform where we could then go meet and talk some more. So I think that's it.
Yeah,
it
once you get the pics, once you get the pics for Instagram, you know, at 9 p.m., you're like, what else do we do?
Let's zip out of here. Right. Let's go get my PJs on and stir some frosting.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean. Yeah. All right. Well, let's dive into some PMI. We get so many news stories each and every morning, and we sift through them and find the positive, the minus, and something interesting. So, who's got to pee?
Is it me? Do I have to pee today? I guess I can make this a positive story because a lot of people are hiking.
I guess Josh has it.
This is really good. So a lot of people are hiking Green Mountain, and there's actually a lot of really cool trails that you can go on there and hike around and up and over Green Mountain, which is really cool. Well, I just found out that Green Mountain also used to be a area where the military in Golden would shoot off their artillery shells and practice with them. You know, there's designated areas that they can try to hit to make it sure they're accurate and then see if they actually explode. Well, it turns out people are now finding on these trails unexploded artillery shells and or mines. And so they're just saying be very, very careful when you're walking Green Mountain. And if you happen to stumble upon one of these mines or artillery shells that look like they haven't exploded, don't touch them.
Don't touch them.
Be very careful and then call 911 immediately, they say, and get someone out there with the bomb squad because they are now finding these old World War II era artillery shells that have not quite been exploded yet.
Can you
and
imagine
mines.
Going for a hike?
They've buried
and
mines
blowing
there.
Up.
Blowing
now,
up.
And I know ours isn't, but aren't there a lot of radio towers up there on Green Mountain?
Green Mountain. No, that's Lookout Mountain.
Are we talking
right
the Green Mountain, like in
Green Mountain.
Lakewood?
Yes, in Lakewood. No,
I'm pretty sure there's radio towers up there.
Not I in think that Green there Mountain. Is.
I've hiked those. I haven't seen radio. Maybe there are.
I don't know.
So anyway,
so our engineer could potentially be up there tinkering.
Well, I don't know if
and
ours
he could
is.
Blow up.
No, ours aren't.
We're on Lookout Mountain.
Yeah, okay.
So Green Mountain. Oh, I'm just looking up Green Mountain
because there's actually another. There's a giant mountain called Green Mountain. It like deep in the hills. Is that Green Mountain?
No, it's the Green Mountain one. Right, like if you look at it, you see it on C-470. I mean, it's just the hill.
Yeah,
just the hill. I don't know if there's radio towers on there, but.
There's explosives on that hill?
Wait,
there's communities around there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I had an ex-girlfriend whose family lived right, like, almost on the hill right there, and we would go hiking on that hill. And there's, like, trails and stuff.
You're
it's
lucky
beautiful.
To be alive.
And we, I guess, could have exploded.
Wow.
It's an explosive
trail. She was
the
bomb, yo. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
So just be careful, but get out there and get some sunshine,
like
fresh air.
Throwing your stick for your dog and...
I know. Yeah. Oh, no, Fluffy.
No, Fluffy. All right, well, that's different.
Or if you have a metal detector, great use of it.
I know, right? There's the positive.
Fantastic use of a metal detector.
Found one.
We have a task for you and your detector.
Bring your metal detector and a hammer so you can help out.
Oh, gosh.
A hammer. Clink, clink, clink. Katie, boom. What's the minus? I feel like that should have been the
I
minus.
I know.
But that's
I feel
all
like
right.
It's okay.
No,
it's
fresh
right.
air and hiking.
It's positive because you're letting people know.
Out and about. So the minus is actually quite interesting as well because, okay, we remember the great toilet paper shortage of 2020, right?
Yeah. Oh,
how
remember
could we forget?
Sriracha shortage of 2022. I know, like, these things are still front of mind for a lot of us. And now the New York Post says there's a shortage of cousins.
cousins.
I know.
What are they going to do in Louisiana?
I know. We're really going to be lonely now. So the idea that millennial parents are not having as many kids as they were as far as like when they were growing up, there's actual data on declining birth rates. And this idea apparently going viral because of a TikTok where a female millennial talks about the issue. She says she and everyone she knows while they were growing up, there were countless cousins around. And now her kids have two cousins on one side, three on the other, and that's it. And she says it's just so different. And I'm thinking about like my family right now. There were so many cousins in my family. Like my grandpa had a lot of children. And now I look, Zoe has three cousins on one side and four on the other.
So it's dwindling down.
Yeah, it is dwindling down. And do your kids have a lesser amount of cousins than you did as well?
I mean, two right
now. Yeah, exactly. When you think about it, it's like, wait a minute, where did all the cousins go? And Josh, I know your family's large. You had to have had a lot of cousins growing up.
Yeah. I have like 30, like 35. But it's also like there's, I know, you know, his name is so, you know, associated with hot water things, but like, Elon Musk has said the declining population is like an actual horrendous thing for this earth. Like there's not enough people out there that are going to be able to like take over for the next generations to come. And a recent study suggests that even the global population in the last census that was taken is off by billions. Like there's like it's we don't have 8 billion people on this earth.
No, but it's like more.
I think it's less.
I think it was more. Isn't there like 12 billion?
They said they missed 84% up to the rural pop. So would that be?
I think there's more people.
Yeah, I think there's more people.
Yeah, so you should
than
have more
thought.
Cousins with that one.
But
you should have more cousins.
Yeah, if there's more people, you'd have more.
Well, yeah,
cousins.
More cousins. Yes, yes,
yes.
So scratch that story.
But it is
either way. Less and less people of the younger. That's a proven fact. The younger generations are not having kids.
Well, and I remember I saw a story that said for every person you need to have two kids to replace you, essentially to take your place up on this earth. Just because
did it,
Jared? I was like, you did your part, buddy.
It takes two of you to make one, and so you need one to replace each one. So I had one, but I'm gonna claim her. So her dad has to figure it out. Her dad's got to figure it out.
You got to have another
baby. Her dad's got to figure
it
out.
It's been a 16-month dry spell for you.
I did my part.
It's time to have another baby.
Yeah, it's on her dad.
It's on her dad.
So, but yeah, this is actually kind of a minus because we do need people to take over.
Yeah, but cousins are generally crazy and you end up hating all your cousins.
They really are
crazy. They really are.
Oh my gosh.
You always have stories about that, your cousins.
I think about,
most of mine.
We would have wrestling matches and I never wanted to do it, but I was always like, no, you're part of tag team whatever over here. And yeah, like my cousins were just rowdy and I remember being like, go home.
Please leave me alone.
Go home.
Please leave me alone.
Stop being here.
All right, I've got your eye. You're interesting. This is for all my romance novel readers out there, and I guess a lot of people watching Bridgerton, maybe. There's a hot new trend when it comes to sexy time.
Oh.
It's called castlecore. Instead of like hardcore, it's castlecore. And I guess it involves lighting a bunch of candles in the room, like you're living in a castle.
Oh.
Putting on a corset. Is that how you say it?
Corset.
Corset.
Yeah. Yeah, either way.
You know, wearing medieval clothing, maybe calling him your prince.
You like my chainmail,
babe. Princess. And it is castlecore now.
What?
Yes.
No.
Maybe put on some medieval music in the background while you're getting your freak on.
You get to fight a dragon.
Maybe some dragon-shaped toys.
Oh.
So says this article.
Ow.
Thank you very much.
No.
And I think it sounds pretty hot.
I mean, you can
We've
change
tried
things
it.
Up
We've
a
tried
little,
it.
Have you?
Nicole put me in the stocks and spanked me.
Oh my gosh. The things that though, like, but the things back in the day were
what?
Layer after layer after
layer.
Yeah,
sometimes layer. I wear a suit of armor while
it's
we're
like, show me thine
shink,
ankles.
Shink, I come in.
And then you take off everything but the head.
Yep, that's right. Everything but the helmet.
Wow.
People Castle core, you guys.
People
That's
are crazy.
Too much.
There's usually some horses in the room.
Yeah.
We do it on hay.
Ow. Oh,
that stable's popping.
That stable's banging, you guys.
That's terrible.
So there you go. If you're looking to spice up your relationship, castle core now.
Wow.
Yeah, get you some. Get you some love.
Sire.
Sire.
Sire. No, sire, no.
Yes, sire.
I've been naughty.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.